Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program. His number's hanging in the rafters over at the Bradley Center for now. They're going to have to move that along with all the other stuff. Junior Bridgman. Good morning, Junior. How are you?
And Junior, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, it's great to talk to you. Really great to talk to you. Wouldn't believe how great it is to talk to you.
All right.
Should be talking to you.
All right. Junior, what are you doing today? Let's just get a peek into the day of the life of Junior Bridgman.
Well, doing the normal. We're in the Coca-Cola bottling business, so I'm doing that just at one of the plants.
Whoa, yeah. Hold on a second. Coca-Cola bottling, you're the Wendy's guy.
Well, the children, or they're not children, they're all grown, but the kids are running that now, and my oldest son and I, we've kind of moved over, and we're doing the bottling business, bottling distribution.
No kidding.
Where is it?
I assume someone else was doing that here in town before you were doing it, so do you take that over? Do you compete them out of the business? Is it
was even here in town, or is it another town?
Well, we're in our area is Kansas and Missouri.
Okay.
We've got about two-thirds of Illinois, but we acquired the ongoing operation, so we just kind of took it over and have been operating it for over a year.
Wait a second. When you were playing with the Bucks, you're number two, and you come out of Louisville, the story was always, you know, he's studying to be a lawyer, this Bridgman fella, right? That's what that was the story, right?
That's correct.
And we're like, wow, this guy, he's pretty sharp, this Junior Bridgman. So there's the law thing, but then you wind up with the Wendy's franchise, and you have several here in town, correct?
Correct.
And now you've slid over to bottling. How do you move from one to the other? Is it just business is business?
Well, business is business, but they're all different. And there's a lot more to this than just filling up a bottle or a can and putting it on a grocery store shelf, I can tell you that. But, you know, every business is about, it's always about people. And I learned that from Jim Fitzgerald, who owned the Bucks when I was there a long time ago, that, you know, you can only do so much by yourself, but if you have the right team and the right people, then there's no telling what all you can accomplish. So that's kind of been our mantra going forward.
So did somebody say to you, there's a bottling opportunity in the Kansas/Missouri area. What do you think?
Well, almost a little like that. You know, we were a big customer of Coca-Cola with the restaurants. And, you know, so we heard through the grapevine that they were going to add additional bottlers. And we were just fortunate that we were the third new bottler in the last 40 years that they've added to the system. So
you're a pretty hands-on guy when it comes to operating that stuff, right? Have you been on a truck?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, done it all. Yeah.
And you've done the route and everything?
Yeah, done it all. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Don't you think you freaked someone out if they're a basketball fan and go, God, Junior Bridgman is delivering Coca-Cola?
Well, they're just concerned, can he get it off the truck and into our store? So
how is the frame holding up these years out of basketball?
I'm doing pretty good. I can't really run a lot anymore. I do a lot of exercise on an elliptical machine, that kind of thing. But I've been very fortunate for all the running and jumping and pounding we did that I'm doing pretty good.
Okay, so can you? How hard is it for you to move a hand truck full of Coke cases of Coca-Cola?
Well, not too hard if you're on one of those forklifts. So,
how good are you at running one of those?
You know, I'm not too bad. Now, I'm not like the guys that do it every day.
Right.
And they watch and make sure that I don't run over something. But, you know, after a while you get the hang of it. And if you don't have to do it every day, it's fun.
Did you take forklift instruction?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You've got to go through all the training. And
sure. Do you have like a certificate, like a forklift license?
Well, they wouldn't give me that because I don't think they want me doing it every day. But
so when you found out about this opportunity, you said it's a new bottling plant. Did you have to build buildings or get them ready to produce lines of Coca-Cola?
We were a new bottler, but the facilities, fortunately, were already there, the bottling plant and all the distribution facilities. So we just kind of, the existing people let us get involved with them. And, you know, Coca-Cola allowed us the opportunity to purchase and become a bottler. So that's how it all worked.
Okay, they call it a bottling plant, but how much bottling goes on as opposed to, cans?
Yeah, we bottle. We do cans. And we do 20-ounce bottles and 2 liters. So, I mean, our facility will run 1,300-1,400 cans a minute. So yeah, we're bottling all right.
How many cans of soda could you drink a minute? If they said, here, you have 1 minute, start drinking, Junior. Let's see what you can do. How many think you can get down?
1.5.
That is not a championship attitude, Junior. I'll tell you that right now. No, a younger Junior Bridgman could have got down 3 easily.
But those days are over with.
Probably people tuning in just now thinking, basketball with Junior Bridgman. No, it's Coke. We're talking bottling.
We'll get to basketball. We'll get to basketball in a minute.
Well, so you're living down there in that area?
Yeah, in Kansas City area, we've got a home there. But I'm on the road a lot.
How is Kansas City showing up in all these interviews? We were talking with Robin Young earlier. He said the hottest game he ever played in was in Kansas City.
Yeah, his feet were on fire. Kansas City is a great town, isn't it, Junior?
It really is. And I've been, when we used to go there to play when they had the Kansas City Kings,
right? Yeah.
Didn't think a whole lot about it, but they have made a big change, big reformation in the downtown area and surrounding areas, and it really has surprised me. And speaking of baseball players, I ran into George Brett, who still lives there.
So, yeah,
yeah.
Well, he never pays for a meal there, right? I mean, he's George Brett.
Probably true.
Yeah.
So if you're out and George Brett shows up at one of your things and he's having a Coke, do you stand there and go, "That's 50 cents, George"?
No, I tell him that's $1.
Can't stay in business at 50 cents a can, can you, Junior?
No, not for long.
I know you know this, but just something for people who aren't familiar with Kansas City, they are the city of fountains. They have more. I think they're second.
So they have the one in the ballpark.
I think they're – okay, help me with this, Junior. I've forgotten. It's been a year or two since I've been there. But I think Kansas City is second only to Paris in fountains.
Yeah, something – that's what I've heard, too. I haven't gone around to count them all, but that's what they're saying. So.
Well, you throw some ice in those fountains and some cans of Coca-Cola, you got yourself a promotion right there.
That's not a bad idea.
There you go. I'll come and consult with you for a fee.
Okay.
Hey, the timing of this interview is perfect because I don't know if you heard, but the Bucks qualified for the playoffs last night with the Pistons lost to the 76ers.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Bucks have been struggling. We don't know if they're going to wind up 7 or if they're going to wind up 8 or where it is, but does that matter? I mean, you're a former player. You're in the playoffs, right?
You're in the playoffs. It's either going to be Toronto or they're going to play Boston, the way it looks. And, those are obviously, even though Boston's a little beat up, those are good teams. So, and you got if you're going to do or go far or even get out of the round, you're going to have to beat the best teams anyway. So it really doesn't matter who they play first.
I'd really love to go to the playoffs and beat Boston. Beat Boston in the playoffs. I would love doing that.
You still carry a grudge over the 70 – what was that? What year was that, Junior? 74? When you guys lost to the wait, you weren't even around yet. You weren't even here yet. Yeah, you came a couple years after that.
Right, uh-huh. But we used to lose – our big nemesis was we'd play Boston 1 year, then Philly the next year, and then, so we kind of lose in the conference finals, I think, 5 years in a row, either Boston or Philly.
Yeah.
But it was always fun to beat Boston, no doubt about that.
Was that a tough play? Well, it's a dumb question, but how difficult was it to go into Boston and play there, and how miserable did they try to make it for you guys as the visitors?
All those things that you hear about, first you hear about the floor and the dead spots, and then you hear about you come in the wintertime and the locker room would be cold, and you'd come in the summertime and they'd have the heat going on, and all those things are true.
Yeah.
Then there's nothing the league could do about that where they could step in and say you cannot have the heat on in the visiting locker room when it's already 90 degrees outside.
We always thought they were just afraid to deal with Boston in that regard and nothing they were going to do about it. But and that was their way of kind of trying to, in their way, get in the heads of the visiting teams that they would come into play.
Did it work?
Well, maybe you were your rookie or first, second year, but after a while, we just came to expect that this was going to be the conditions when you went into Boston, and you didn't worry about it. You just knew that they were trying to do whatever they could to throw you off.
What's your favorite memory as a pro player?
Whoa, I would say that I was enough to play a lot of years with some great people. You know, you talk about, Moncrief or Bob Lanier, Marcus Johnson, Brian Winters, Quinn Buckner. I mean, those are all guys that were great to be on a team with, but also I still talk to them all now. I talk to Sidney, talk to Marcus. I know he's doing the games there. Brian still, Bob Lanier with the NBA. And so here we are all these years later, and the guys are, I'm still in contact with them. Everybody checks to see how everyone's doing, how their family's doing, and that probably is something that I don't know still exists in the league like it did way back when.
Well, maybe it's a thing with some teams and not others. I remember talking to we talked to Jerry Kramer just the end of the football season. He talked about how they hung together, those guys on that old Packers team.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, they're cell phones now, Junior. It's easier to stay in touch. You can FaceTime.
Yeah, send someone a selfie.
If your phone rang right now and it said Brian Winters wants to FaceTime with you, would your jaw hit the floor?
Well, I would, and I'd say, what are you doing FaceTime? We don't. That's not our generation.
Would he squinch his face up when he saw, like, where are you? And you said, well, I'm making Coca-Cola right now.
He'd say, well, send me a case.
Right.
That would be the next thing.
Right. Hey, after you retired, did you ever think I retired too soon, or why did I get out of basketball so soon? I have a couple of years left in me, or were you good walking away when you left?
No, I was, even though it's hard to walk away from something that you've been doing your whole life, part of you knows that you can't do what you used to do. You've lost a half a step. You don't get the same elevation on your jump shot as you used to. So you, deep down inside, you kind of know when it's time. And I think most guys do. They just, don't have something else to do or want to hang on because it's so hard to give up. But deep down inside, I knew it was time. I knew.
Do you know your lifetime stats? Are you an expert on Junior Bridgman?
Absolutely not.
How many games played? Do you know?
Can you ballpark it?
The only thing because every now and then they'll say you played 700-something games for the Bucks, but I couldn't tell you more than the exact number. And I think Glenn Robinson got close, so I got a couple of calls about that, I believe. But that's about all I could tell you.
What is it? What's the number, Brian?
10 seasons, 711.
711. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
lifetime
done.
Shooting percentage, lifetime field goal percentage. This is Junior Bridgman Jeopardy starring Junior Bridgman.
I've lost. I have no idea.
Actually, if it was Junior Bridgman Jeopardy, I'd give you the stat. You'd say, who is Junior Bridgman?
Yeah, really.
That would be kind of like a cakewalk there. Yeah, well, 475 lifetime field goal. Not too bad.
You and John McLaughlin, if you were playing today, I just can't imagine how much money you'd make with the way you guys shot. I mean, you were just such clear, pure shooters.
Well, compared to guys today, we probably would. But, I never think about it like that.
So, well, I would. I just sit and think about it.
Really?
Think about it.
Look what I did. Here, I got a whole big chart. Would you like to look at it?
I wouldn't have to be stacking up these cases of Coke right now. Like I said, I think about it a lot. They're gonna have to move your number two over to the next building, Junior. The Bradley Center is done after this season.
And I'm looking forward to it. I think that's going to be great. I saw the designs. I was up last summer. Saw the designs of what it's going to look like. I think it'll be great. Great for downtown. And I look forward to being there when they open it up.
Oh, so you plan on being there for the transition over to the new place?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Yeah. So will you make sure they box up the number two? You know, and package it nicely so it doesn't get damaged as it moves across the street.
No, it's got to go so far, but we'll ask him to take care of it.
All right. Junior, I'm sure that you have a bunch of people standing around going, is he about done yet on the phone? What's he doing?
I'm so thirsty.
Is there anybody in the building right now within 20 feet of you that has no idea that you played in the NBA?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Boy, yeah. I see. Yeah. That wouldn't be me either. Hey, you. Hey. Yeah, I played in the NBA.
Right. You don't have any pictures of you in a Bucks uniform in your office or anything like that? You know, just something on the wall?
No, most of the young people, if you came before Michael Jordan, you were in the prehistoric times. So
yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of sad, but we remember you. We love you, Junior.
All right. Thanks for the time this morning, Junior. We appreciate it.
And we appreciate all you're doing with the Mag Fund, too. We appreciate that.
All right. Thanks for the time this morning, Junior. Have fun in Kansas City. It's a great town.
Thank you.
Junior Bridgman.